You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. And exactly that is what we hope you're going to have. A good morning. Well, a good day, really. It is Thursday. Welcome to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. Here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Time right now, 6 o'clock in the morning exactly. I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours and hope you can stick around for as long as possible. And let's take a look, shall we? A few things that are relevant to today's date. It is the 27th of October, and we've got Simova Day, Tragedy Day, being celebrated in Slovakia today. Flag Day in Greece. We've got Independence Day. This is celebrating the independence of St. Vincent and the Grenadines from the United Kingdom back in 1979. Navy Day in the United States. It says here, unofficial. Official date is 13th of October. So if you're in the Navy today, you're unofficial. World Day today for audiovisual heritage, which is, World Day celebrated around the world. Good morning, world. Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos
días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I feel so lucky loving her. Tell me what else.
Too busy loving her. Way to start a day, especially a Thursday. 6 minutes, by the way, after the hour of 6 o'clock right now. And She Makes My Day from Robert Plant. 1988 was when that was released, off of the album, which was Heavy Nova, in fact his third album, written and produced by Mr. Palmer, Robert Palmer, and reached number six in both the United Kingdom and in Ireland. Altogether now. Paul Simon.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. I was grown to be a man,
grown to be a man.
And the devil would call my name,
grown to be a man.
I say now, who do,
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man.
I'm a consummated man,
grown to be a man.
Stretching in purity, my mama loves me, she loves me.
That's what it's called. Mr. Paul Simon loves me like a rock. Keeping an eye on the time, we're 9 minutes right now. After the hour, 6 o'clock, and we got busy in the morning. Dr. Computer's back with us this morning, which is all rather nice. And we'll be linking up with a guest in the last hour of this morning's programme as well. Time for a lie down already. Everything She Wants from Wham. So that's our Wham. One of their best, isn't it? That was Everything She Wants. Breakfast Show time. We're coming up to shower time. By the way, it's worth just mentioning to you once again, don't forget, starting on the 7th of November, we're going to be going back to our original timing before the pandemic, which was 7 till 10, as opposed to 6 till 10, which is what we're doing at the moment. So you're going to be having a shower a little bit later on in the morning, I'm afraid. It'll be after 7 o'clock. Right, what do we have in the shower for you this morning? Well, first of all, let's get you in and turn on the water. There we go, that's it. And I was rummaging and I came across this. It's a little bit of a sort of upbeat version of 9 to 5.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
There you go. This is, I told you it was a bit different, didn't I? Dolly Parton was in there somewhere, 9 to 5. Time to get you out of the shower. There we go. And on your way to where it is that you happen to be going on this Thursday morning. Guests coming in the last hour. I'll tell you about that as we get into the program. In around about 12 minutes' time, we'll take a look at a preview of the local news headlines we'll be looking at a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Don't forget some international news at the top of the hour at 7. 7.30, some international business news. And in between the two, I can tell you I've got good news. Weather report. Looking out the studio window, it is a lovely morning this morning. Some clouds on the horizon, but a lot of blue sky out there. The sun is actually shining through the studio window. Tell you what I'm going to be doing on our days off over the holidays. Getting rid of all this dust in the studio.
Girl meets boy, a blueprint. that the boy meets the girl. Picture in a magazine. Yes, you've shown your feelings. Yes, you've shown your chops.
That's it. Tears Are Not Enough. That was, believe it or not, the debut single by the UK band ABC. And that was released 16th of October back in 1981. ABC formed in Sheffield over there in the United Kingdom. And their classic lineup consisted of the lead singer, which was Martin Fry, guitarist and keyboardist Mark White, saxophonist Stephen Singleton, and their drummer was David Palmer.
Where did we begin? Back in the days we lived inside each other's skin. We traveled light, we never needed anything. Think of what you'd have to pack if you left and plan on never coming back. Just the thought of it can stop you in your tracks and make you
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There's a couple of the old disco ladies there. Well, probably say not so much of the old. The first of those two was Tracy Thorn and Dance Floor, pulling on Too Many Walls from Kathy Dennis. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500.000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is time for us on this morning's program. If you just joined us, a very good morning. It is Thursday, 27th of October. And some of the local news which was popping up over the last 24 hours. Administrative and cleaning officials of the Arnulfo Arias Madrid Hospital Complex of the Social Security Fund, CSS, celebrated their second day on strike on Wednesday in demand for salary improvements. These personnel went out again to protest on the Transismica at the height of the hospital complex there to ask for answers to their requests. Now, dialogue is open, but we cannot sit down to negotiate when the striking party uses forceful actions such as not allowing cleaning in hospital wards, not collecting waste bags, which is affecting a large number of patients, said Alex Gonzalez, National Executive Director of Health Services and Benefits of the Social Security Fund. Gonzalez indicated that for the time being, the nursing and support staff of the complex proceeded to clean the beds and hospitalization rooms. However, the official denounced that the strikers hid the cleaning supplies, such as brooms, mops, garbage bags, among others, to prevent tasks being undertaken. There is an affection not only to themselves, but to third parties, commented LeBlanc, who was answering. This is Eduardo LeBlanc, the ombudsman. He said, but to third party, no affection only to themselves, but to third parties, commented LeBlanc, who urged the call to quickly reach consensus. As you say, you know, they go on strike. It's what the people they're affecting. If no cleaning is being done in hospitals, you know what it's like, isn't it? You know, so the best place to catch something is go to hospital. The anti-corruption prosecutor of the public ministry, Itzel Ku, confirmed on Wednesday that three people, including a former official of the Ministry of Health, were arrested for their alleged involvement in a case of aggravated embezzlement against the entity. Ku specified that the case is related to a contract to provide the cleaning service for vehicles and ambulances that were used to transfer patients with COVID-19. Ku stressed that this case is for the alleged commission of the crimes of aggravated embezzlement and money laundering. Prosecutor Ku stated that three arrests were made on Wednesday in the Condado del Rey, Costa del Este and San Antonio sectors. She maintained that in addition to the former official, a foreigner related to the investigations was apprehended. It was reported that the investigations continue and new arrests of people related to the case are not ruled out. More information on that if you wanted at 8 and 9. The National Council for the National Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARO, in permanent session since October the 24th, have announced that it will be recommended to implement a system so that in those cases of economic assistance granted that can be borne by the beneficiaries, could be converted into additional educational credit. This is loans. Basically what they're saying is, these people that they gave all this money to, well, they can have those exchanged into loans. But that isn't really the point, is it? Why were they given it in the first place, if they can afford to pay it? In Antai, they have not communicated anything about it, and at the close yesterday, they had not received formal communication about the formation of the subcommittee. On the other hand, the IFARO have not notified when it would begin to meet. The response by the IFARO to transform the aid provided into credits, which is not yet firm or executed, occurs despite the fact that citizens demand that the complete list of beneficiaries be published with the scholarships and economic aid granted by the entity. After days of questioning and revelations by different media of people close to deputies, officials and other politicians who receive onerous economic aid, a little has been said by IFARO about making these aid grants transparent. The Authority for Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition, Acodeco, announced that it had sanctioned nearly $250,000 to several companies for selling rice brands that do not meet quality parameters. The entity began the collection of samples of 72 brands of national milled rice to carry out the quality tests of the grain of the basic food basket, of course. Acodeco reported that the penalties have increased to $25,000. A few months ago, it was found that of the 72 brands, 95% of them did not meet the quality parameters. Now, that total, 33 brands were premium rice and 39 were speciality rice brands. A bill for the creation of a Vice Ministry of Climate Change was presented to the Cabinet Council by the Minister of Environment, Milciades Concepcion. The proposal is part of Bill 29-22, which establishes the regulatory framework for the national response to climate change, the Environment Ministry said in a statement. In the Cabinet Council session on Tuesday, the initiative was approved and Minister Concepcion must present it now to the National Assembly. And the National Police reported on Wednesday that 8 people were arrested for allegedly being linked to a robbery in a jewellery store located on Via Veneto. Police reports highlight that among those apprehended, there are 2 minors. In addition, 3 people were arrested in a car related to the robbery on Wednesday. And Cafarino Villarreal, National Director of Citizen Security, reported that several of the subjects were apprehended in a building which was near the scene of the robbery. There we go. There's some of the stories in the local news. We will look at those as set a little bit later on in more detail. 23 minutes before 7 here on The Breakfast Show. So why don't you just sit back and relax. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. There you go, you've been Rick Rolling. Rick Ashley there, Together Forever, following on from Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Relax. We hope that's what you are right now. You're relaxed. Hopefully, if you're listening to us on your way to work, we're going to make your journey that little bit easier. We're 16 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and so just looking at things relevant to today's date. We've got two foundings today. We do indeed, going back to the year 1275. No, I don't remember it. Well, I don't think so. I don't remember much these days. 1275, traditional founding of the city of Amsterdam. And in 1682, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, is founded as well. Right, a couple of you have asked me about the new album by Robbie Williams. I'm enjoying it so far. And there's one about discos, you said. Yes, but that's not what I'm going to play for you now, because I'm going to come back to the album a little bit later on. But there's another track by Robbie Williams about discos, not off the new album. Last Days of Disco, Robbie Williams.
Here, the space is beautiful. out of sight when it is over. So don't call it a comeback.
Is it Last Days of Disco from Robbie Williams, and that was off of the album, the 2009 album released in November 2009, which was Reality Killed the Video Star. In fact, that was the eighth solo studio album by Robbie Williams, and the album was produced by Trevor Horn, by the way, recorded between September of 2008 and August of 2009 in London and in Los Angeles. Did do quite nicely for him. He debuted in the top 10 of 22 national album charts worldwide and received varying reviews from music critics. Great album, that one. And his new album, which was 25, is also very good. As well, Robbie Williams going strong. And right, moving from there to here. And this is going back to, well, not much difference really. This was released on November the 6th of 1990, and it comes from Madonna. Justify My Love. You are keeping an eye on the time. We're 9 minutes exactly before the hour of 7 o'clock. She's a naughty girl, isn't she? Madonna, of course, Justify My Love. And looking at other things relevant to today's date, 27th of October, 1838, Missouri Governor Lilburn Boggs issues the Extermination Order, which orders all Mormons to leave the state or be exterminated.
What are you
going to
do?
Lord almighty. Anyway, I tell you what, let's take a little trip over to Greece, shall we? And say a very good morning to Renee. And she says, good morning, hanging out this morning with the hotel mascot, Chelsea. This is a little doggy. I don't know if it looks, this is like a small version of a boxer, or is it a big boxer? I'm not sure. But anyway, it's one of those type of dogs, ones that look as if they've sort of run into a door or something. Chelsea, she comes to work every day with her dad, so I get a doggy fix while away from our dogs. Could you please play? I'll come to that in a minute. Because they're just keeping everybody up to date with the story about the house, trying to find some real estate. Hopefully, good luck. We're keeping our fingers crossed. Got to go leave around 9 a.m. Panama time today to meet with the realtor to get that all sorted out. So, excellent. And good luck with that one. And you asked if we could play this morning for you, Glen Campbell. Rhinestone Cowboy. Go back to 1975.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over.
There we go, yes, Glen Campbell and Rhinestone Cowboy going out to Renee, and I guess Ricky is working, time over there by now. How's the new job going, by the way? Just being nosy. So Rick over there in Greece, in Athens. By the way, don't forget to send us some pictures of the house. Right, it's a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Just another thing relevant to today's date, by the way, just quickly, 27th of October. Back in the year 1858, Roland Macy opens Macy's Department Store. This is the one in New York City. It was Macy's 8th business adventure. The other 7 have failed. Well, we know one thing, don't we? Macy's, they're still there. Well, last time I looked. Time on the Breakfast Show for us to take a quick little break, and then we will take a look at... we'll take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it is time on The Breakfast Show. We're exactly a minute and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Starting off with a senior Russian foreign ministry official said that commercial satellites from the United States and its allies could become legitimate targets for Russia if they were involved in the war in Ukraine. Russia, which in 1957 launched Sputnik 1, the first man-made satellite into space, and in 1961 put the first man in outer space, has a significant offensive space capability, as do the United States and China. In 2021, Russia launched an anti-satellite missile to destroy one of its own satellites. One of Russia President Vladimir Putin's closest allies, oil chief Igor Sechin, on Thursday heaped praise on China's leaders, saying that Taiwan would return to its native harbour on time. The deepening no-limits partnership between the rising superpower of China and the natural resources titan of Russia is one of the most intriguing geopolitical developments of recent years, and one that the West is watching with anxiety. And Chinese President Xi Jinping's new generals may have been selected for their political loyalty to him, that those ties could serve at least one vital military purpose in any Taiwan invasion plan, ensuring cohesion and decisiveness. And although the Politburo's seven-man standing committee would make the ultimate decision on any Taiwan action, the Central Military Commission would forge and execute the battle plan, eight Asian and Western military attachés say. And staying with the China, President Xi Jinping said that China is willing to work with the United States to find ways to get along to the benefit of both. Chinese state television reported on Thursday. This is ahead of a possible meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden in Indonesia. As major powers, China and the United States should strengthen communication and cooperation to help provide stability to the world, Xi said in a message to an event of the National Committee on U.S.-China Relations on Wednesday. The United States Navy and Army blasted off a rocket from a seaside launch pad in Virginia. This is to test nearly a dozen hypersonic weapon experiments on Wednesday to help develop the new class of weapon, the Pentagon said, calling the tests successful. Sandia National Laboratories ran the test from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility in Virginia, which evaluated hypersonic weapon communications and navigation equipment as well as advanced materials that can withstand the heat in a realistic hypersonic environment, according to a Navy statement. Israeli and Lebanese leaders signed a landmark U.S. brokered agreement on their maritime boundary on Thursday, marking a diplomatic departure from decades of hostility and opening the way to offshore energy exploration. Lebanese President Michel Aoun signed a letter approving the deal in Baada. This is followed by Prime Minister Yair Lapid's signature in Jerusalem. Jerusalem, with a handover ceremony of less senior delegations set to take place at the United Nations peacekeeping base in Naqoura along the border. And Colombia's Congress on Wednesday approved a law to allow President Gustavo Petro to seek peace deals with leftist rebels and criminal groups tied to drug trafficking via negotiations and processes of surrender. Petro, the country's first leftist president, has proposed a process of total peace to bring Colombia's internal armed conflict of almost six decades to an end. Fighting in the Andean country has left at least 450,000 dead and millions displaced. And lastly, Canadian lawmakers on Wednesday rejected a proposal by Canada's Quebec Separatist Party asking the federal government to sever ties with the British monarchy. The motion, blocked by Quebec Soise, was defeated with 44 votes in favour and 266 against in the House of Commons. Bloc leader Yves-François Blanchet introduced the motion on Tuesday, saying that allegiance to a foreign sovereign was not only outdated, but also expensive. That's it. There we go. That's our look. Those are some of those things relevant to us. So not to us, but to, yeah, well, they are, aren't they? To the world on this morning's breakfast show. We're 6.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Thank you.
night. With the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing.
With Jerry D.
See you.
Following on from Dire Straits and Sultans of Swing, that was Shakin' Stevens and Yes I Do. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. And what we're going to do now is take a look at the weather. And we're going to start over in Colón, in Costa Riba, that area. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum over there. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, 78% relative humidity. Now, what we got? We've got isolated showers over there during the course of the morning. This afternoon, the same. And tonight will be partially cloudy. Moving over to West Panama, getting over to this side of the isthmus. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. 78% the relative humidity. Isolated showers for this morning and isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon and tonight, isolated showers. Looks like it's a Paraguay day for everybody, doesn't it? Let's take a look here in the metropolitan area. I mean, I can tell you, looking out the studio window, sunshine. We've had quite a bit of sunshine already this morning, which is all rather nice. And we're looking at temperatures of 31 degrees being the maximum and 24 being the minimum. 36 degrees, the thermal sensation, which isn't too unpleasant. Relative humidity at 77%, partially cloudy during the course of the morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and partially cloudy again to tonight. Taking a trip out to the area around the Perlis Islands, out in the Gulf of Panama, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, 80% the relative humidity. Isolated showers this morning, isolated showers this afternoon, and rain tonight. So there we go. There's our forecast for today. Now, as we do, we're going to move over to maritime conditions, and starting with the tides on the Pacific side. Now, we're looking at high tide. The first one this morning was at 4:35, and that was a 5.27 meter high tide. Low tide, that will be just before 11 o'clock, in fact at 10:59 this morning, and that's minus 0.18 of a metre. And our second high tide, 5:04 in the afternoon, staying over the 5 metre mark, although just about, at 5.09 metres. Low tide, the last one, 11:14 tonight, 0.12 of a metre. Taking a look at the Caribbean, we've just got one up and one down for you today. High tide was at 1:49 p.m. Nothing happening till this afternoon, so coming up towards 2 o'clock. 1:49 p.m. is the high tide. That'll be 0.4 of a metre. The low tide, that's not going to be in 10:17 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. Not much movement over there, is there? Moving on, let's move on to the actual sea conditions. We're going to start with the Caribbean. Good conditions for this morning. Light winds, 2 to 15 kilometres an hour coming from the west. Waves, another good day for boarding, just 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. Wind picking up slightly, 5 to 20 kilometres an hour in the afternoon. West-northwesterly direction, and waves, well, they're going to stay at 1 foot. Now, on the Pacific, good conditions, 1 to 10 kilometres an hour, the winds, and they're going to be variable. They're going to be shifting around a little bit. As for the waves, same as on the other side, 1 foot. Say, nice day for boarding. And also we have got, in the afternoon, not much different. We've got 5 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north in the afternoon, and waves just at 1 foot. So there we go. That's the weather. Not too bad. We're still gradually getting it. See, what is it? 27th of October. So we've just got, about a month and a half, month and two-thirds, something like that. And summer's supposed to start then, isn't it? Right, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning to you, Mary Lou. She drops a little line. Well, she's been with us since first thing, but she just drops a little line and says, good day, everybody. I wish you all the best as always. Could you please play Unanswered Prayers from Garth Brooks?
Just the other night, at a hometown football game, my wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me. And I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times. And each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if He'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what He's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Oh, two great tracks. Our first one, request from Mary Lou this morning, Garth Brooks and Unanswered Prayers, followed on Krista Berg and Fatal Hesitation. No, never hesitate, especially when you're driving. Okay? if they think you're going to hesitate, you're done, you're lost. Right, so time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming down 27 and a half minutes right now, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
Hey, and I tell you what, here's some good advice. So if you're thinking about having to move money, perhaps send money to relatives or overseas or locally, send down throughout the country, then one of the best ways to doing that is with our friends at Western Union, of course. Now, you can do it by visiting their agencies, or the other thing that you can do, of course, use their online app. And the best thing about this is you can use both. Yes, you can. You don't have to send the money twice either. You can start on the app and then go along and pay at one of the agencies. So you can do a lot of the work beforehand, then go along and pay, save a bit of time. And it's all about money transfers that do what? It's money transfers that work for you.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And let's take a look, shall we, some of the international business news this morning. Keep an eye on the time. It's 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Right, let's see. European shares fell on Thursday in cautious trading. This is ahead of a widely expected interest rate hike from the European Central Bank, while Credit Suisse tumbled after unveiling restructuring plans. The pan-European stocks 600 index slipped 0.5% after closing at a five-week high on Wednesday, on expectations that major central banks will slow the pace of monetary policy tightening. Credit Suisse fell 11.2% after the embattled lender said it planned to raise 4 billion Swiss francs. That's about $4.05 billion. Cut thousands of jobs and shift its focus towards its rich clients from investment banking as it attempts to put years of scandals behind it. Venezuela is allowing partners in state oil company PDVSA's joint ventures to leave by selling their shares to others or returning them, so long as they forego payment for past debts and unpaid dividends, for people close to the matter have said. Having to take a loss or relinquish unpaid debt was or has not stopped companies like France's Total Energies, Norway's Equinor and Japan's Inpex from leaving. Their departure illustrates how US sanctions on the energy sector have made operating in the country with the most crude reserves untenable, leading to idle oil fields. The dollar rose on Thursday. This was after earlier falling to a one-year month low in choppy trading ahead of an expected rate hike from the European Central Bank, the ECB. Meanwhile, the yen gained some footing ahead of Friday's policy decision by the Bank of Japan, rising to 145.11 per dollar, its highest since the 21st of October. The dollar has fallen sharply in recent days as investors have cheered signs that the US Federal Reserve is considering slowing down its aggressive rate hikes in December. Shell on Thursday posted a third quarter profit of $9.45 billion. Yes, in a quarter. Easing from the previous quarter's record high due to weaker refining and gas trading, and it announced plans to sharply boost its dividend by year-end when its CEO departs. Shell also extended its share repurchasing program, announcing plans to buy $4 billion of stock over the next 3 months, after completing $6 billion in the previous quarter. The company said it intends to increase its dividend by 15% in the fourth quarter when Chief Executive Officer Ben Van Beurden will step down after 9 years at the helm. The dividend will be paid in March. Shares of Shell were up 2.5% after trading opened in London. Twitter Inc. Their shares will be suspended from trading on Friday, the New York Stock Exchange's website showed, as billionaire Elon Musk faces a court-ordered October the 28th deadline to close his $44 billion deal to buy the social media company. Musk, in a word, is the world's richest person, and visited Twitter's headquarters in San Francisco on Wednesday and hinted that he was the company's top boss after updating his profile bio to Chief Twit. May not have anything to do with Twitter, really. Chief Twit. No. There we go. That's some of the things in the international business news for this morning for you here on The Breakfast Show. And music-wise, what have I got for you? I tell you what, we're going to go back with the Rolling Stones. Mixed Emotions.
Together, stay on the
Mixed emotions from the Rolling Stones. 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to have Alex with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, which is nice. He's going to be able to join us today. One of the things we're going to be talking about is, yes, that famous app. Yes, the famous app for putting in your votes for your free election votes with the Tribunal Electoral, which has been causing a lot of problems and a lot of heartache and a lot of huffing and puffing. So we'll chat with Alex about that. Perhaps he knows how it's working. How can people actually sort of do that to it? So that's Alex, yeah. And we've also got a guest coming in, of course, in the last hour, which I'll tell you about in a minute. First, we're going to have the Bee Gees. I Surrender.
It's the same old story, that will find its own.
You can do me, conspiracy of the night. The heart that you want just happens to be mine. Thieves in the dark, you ought to be locked in chains. When you wind up on my side, what will be, will be.
There we go, that's it. That is Surrender from the Bee Gees. And that's another of those tracks. I played one yesterday. Comes off the album Still Waters, which is, say, one of my favourite albums from from the Bee Gees. Time-wise, we are 16 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock, and I said I would tell you what we have coming up for you in the last hour of this morning's programme. We're going to be talking with Anne Conn. We're going to be talking with the president of Anne Conn, George Hanley. And he's going to be linking up with us. We're going to be talking about a project that they're doing. It's a S. Careva plan, believe it or not. It's a project consists of. We're going to find all about that later on this morning. So, yep, busy little morning. And also we will be checking in with Ingrid as well for our everyday story of country folk out there in the boondocks. Plenty of great music, of course, as always, going right through until 10 o'clock, like this one. This is Jerry Halliwell and Circles Around the Moon. So there she goes, Jerry Halliwell, and Circles around the Moon. We are exactly 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning. Time to go over to the UK. Say good morning to Paul. It doesn't say much. Hi, Jerry. Could you please play Thursday's Child by David Bowie?
Thursday's Child. radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell Carbley on her on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Just to see her, just to touch her, just to hold her in my arms again, one more time.
There we go, Smokey Robinson, and just to see how, if you keep an eye on the time, we're just a couple of 2.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Got time for some Yardbirds. Take us up there, then we'll take a look at the news for you.
Tell me where, and if she says
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Anne del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
There we go. Always good advice on the program. I'll tell you, I've got a few more things here to remind you about. The perfectly balanced beer. Absolutely. Well, it's arrived in Panama. If you like taking care of yourself, but also enjoy time with your friends, Amstel Ultra has arrived. This is the lightest premium beer on the market. It's only got 69 calories, so you can enjoy it with no regrets. So don't forget, go and pick up a pack. And also tonight, if you're not tonight, but lunchtime or tonight or today or tomorrow, Friday is a good day. If you like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Latin American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time, well, guess what? That's Frank's Place. Over there in Costa del Este. It's located in a little strip mall called Downtown. As you come off the corridor, keep immediately to your right, a little slip road, turn right again, and guess what? You're in the strip mall. And don't forget Saturdays, live music. Now you can book there at Frank's Place at 394-6998, 6320-1013. Let me give those again. 394-6998 or 6320-1013. Frank's Place. And let me see, what is that? I've got something else for you here as well. This is a good one. This is, if you are looking at perhaps a nice prize, why not? What do you think about the possibility of winning a weekend for two, with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two in a local restaurant, or maybe a relaxing massage? Well, here's your opportunity to win these and many other prizes by filling out our survey. Yep, this is the Cool FM survey. So go to coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey, and it appears on the homepage, and every week we'll have a winner. Cheer up, participate. It's only, by the way, for FM, Cool FM listeners. And as I keep telling you, we know who you are. 15 after 8. After this, we'll check in with Ingrid. Then we will be chatting with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, here in the studio. And in the last hour, we're going to be linking up with Ancon, talking about their projects.
I'm gonna good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Oh, it's one day left to go. Oh, my goodness. I just get so excited. I can't wait for tomorrow. We get to test. We're going to do our last bit of testing tonight, and hopefully everything is going well. The Aussies got me set up. We got some kerosene for the tiki lights. Oh, it's exciting. I'm hoping I don't scare too many children. Well, maybe not. Well, we hooked up the microphone so we can actually talk to people on the street, which has been a lot of fun. So it's going to be fun. Today is the last day. We get everything all set. And then tomorrow is the private viewing until we have Beggar's Night on Saturday. Yeah. Well, we've got some plantains still left here in the backyard. I got to finish eating up some of those. And the bananas. Oh, man. We have sacked at least 3 bags of bananas. And I've got at least 2 more big branches left that are still hanging on the trees. Not ready to pick yet, but when I do, I'm going to have more bananas in my freezer than ice cubes. Which is good because I had a smoothie today, or yesterday. Oh, it's another, well, we're starting off pretty good. There's no rain yet. I see some blue skies up there. My guanabana tree dropped another guanabana and said, I don't want to be here. I'm going to go. Bye. I'm going to not hit the ground. But there we are. That's, we got guanabana, bananas, plantains. I haven't looked at the pineapple in a while. How's she doing? Oh, she got a big sprout over there. Yeah, so that's looking pretty good. I haven't had time to put together my greenhouse yet because I've been so busy with Halloween. So I'll have to wait until after Halloween's over with before I start putting that thing together. Then we're going to start germinating, germinating peppers and beans and oh, just all kinds of good things, hopefully. Good marigolds as well, because I understand marigolds are a natural bug deterrent. So I'll be working with that as well. All right, tomorrow is the day for Freaky Friday Fun Facts. And I'm going to freak your Friday out, I hope. All right, you guys stay safe, and back to you in the studio.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Huh? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away.
Oh, there we go. That is Napoleon the Fourth there, and they're coming to take me away. Now, if you thought that was scary, after this we're going to be linking up. Well, we'll be chatting with Dr. Computer. He's here with us in the studio. But you know how we like covers. Well, some covers are good, and some covers are bad.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with
picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with a sun in her eyes. And she's gone! She's gone. She's gone. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper talks.
I'm sorry, there's only so much you can take. Right, I'll tell you who that is in a minute. First of all, though, let me tell you about this. Amstel Ultra, the lightest premium beer on the market. They're presenting Tech Time with Dr. Computer. Alex Newman. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Jerry.
And how are we this morning?
Oh, we're pretty well. I mean, it's sunny outside. It's been raining a lot these past few days, so it's nice to see it all sunny and beautiful.
Oh, yes. Now, what did you think of that cover of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
I'm more of a fan of the original.
Yeah, me too, strangely enough. Do you have any idea who it was?
No.
William Shatner.
Ew.
Exactly. It was terrible.
It was terrible.
But I'll tell you what, I love him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Just for trying.
Just for trying. You've got to hand it to him, isn't it?
I mean, it's not like somebody's going to shoot him off into space for that.
No, but he might pay to go. But anyway, look, it's been a while. How have you been?
Pretty busy, fortunately. You know, I'd always rather be busy than not at all.
No, absolutely.
Need some rest, so fortunately these next couple of days with the Fiestas Patrias is going to be, a chance to at least slow down, if not just stop for a while.
Sure. And you've been traveling, have you? You've been doing a bit of traveling?
I've been doing a lot of traveling, a lot of presentations, a lot of, they're starting to have events now. We might be able to talk to some of our friends later today in one of those events, so that's going to be fun. But yeah, I've had a lot of work to do and not enough Amstel lights. I should have one or two maybe later.
Only 69 calories.
Yeah.
So if you want to go on a diet, drink beer.
And just beer. No, it's been a hectic couple of days, a couple of weeks maybe. So yeah, lots of things going on in the security industry, in the cybersecurity industry. I mean, for example, the latest iPhone updates are going to address some security issues. There's been a lot of security incidents in like government institutions and in commercial settings and so on. So people are starting to be a little bit more aware of what cybersecurity means. In fact, it's going to be one of the topics that's going to be discussed. I think it was yesterday and today or something like that on the Internet Governance Forum for Latin America and the Caribbean, which is part of like a bigger internet governance event that goes on worldwide that I've had the chance to participate in sometimes. And cybersecurity going forward is going to be very important. I just got a notification right now while you were doing the previous segment that somebody was trying to reset my LinkedIn password. So,
oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Which means that at some point, somebody might have guessed it, or maybe a leaky extension on a browser or whatever leaked it somewhere else. So I changed it right away and made sure to enable the multiple factor authentication so that if somebody, even if they do guess the password, they still have to jump through a couple of extra hoops to get to my information. I mean, there's nothing really important to me in the LinkedIn page or whatever. But, if somebody would publish something ugly on my LinkedIn page and
well, they won't put your picture up there.
Yeah. that's what my OnlyFans is for. But yeah.
But, I mean, this is a good thing because the thing is, if they, with the multiple procedure that you go through, if they get your passport, your password, and they want to do it, but then you have to verify that on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they've got your phone, they can't do it, can they?
Exactly. And that's very important. One of the most important things to enable on every, you know, account that you have is that multiple-factor authentication. And one thing that I tell people who live and work in Panama is if you have a phone and that phone is part of that verification, and part of that verification process involves sending you a text message,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's best if you use a phone number that has always been with the same provider, because sometimes text messages will not go through properly if it's been ported.
Okay. So, I see what you mean. So if you change the same number to another provider,
yes.
And that affects it?
Yes, because once the message comes in from outside of Panama,
mm-hmm.
It has to go through some sort of a router. Let's say that your original phone was with Cable and Wireless, and you switched over to Digicel, just to mention mm-hmm. Two providers. When it comes in, it's going to come in through the original provider's system because that's who the number was originally assigned to. And that provider has to then route that text message to the new provider, in this case, Digicel.
Oh, so I didn't realize. So if you port your number, as you say, this is your Cable and Wireless to, mm-hmm. to Digicel, mm-hmm. it still has to go through Cable and Wireless's system.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's how SMS was, you know, made to work originally.
Oh, okay.
And sometimes it can get lost in translation.
Because I thought, I don't know, for some strange reason, I thought numbers were owned by the government.
No, they are owned by the government and then leased out to the providers who then get them assigned. So if an original provider, let's say the number 6123 was assigned to a specific provider, and then you change providers to somewhere else, the messages, unfortunately, still start there and then find you wherever
okay,
you are.
Okay, because I was under the impression that if you ported your number, it was moved by the government entity or whatever from that provider to the new provider.
The government just assigns them at face value. They don't actually own any of the infrastructure or
so
anything like
that.
Does that
make your information unsecure if it's going through the first, if you've moved it to a second provider, to another provider, then basically you've got two providers in the chain now. Can anybody access it from the first provider?
Technically, yes, but if they tried, there would be an audit and they would be found out. So it's one of those things that you can do, but if you do, you can get yourself in pretty big trouble. So,
talking of which,
mm-hmm.
this app,
mm-hmm.
the one that the government is using
to
distribute all these different votes to everybody.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, it's not exactly that way. What the application is supposed to do is help with the signature gathering process.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you can physically go to the Tribunal Electoral mm-hmm. and say, hey, I want Jerry to be my candidate. And mm-hmm. you can sign your name and say, I approve that my signature gets counted to get Jerry on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
You can also do it at different kiosks around mm-hmm. the country. And you can do it online with a website that you go into mm-hmm. and then you talk to one of the attendants there at Tribunal Electoral
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
and they have a conversation and they see you and they talk to you and they record your intention. And this gets recorded as well. So there was a matter of, okay, so how do we get to people who are away from kiosks, away from Tribunal Electoral offices? How can we get this to them if they don't have a smartphone or a computer or a webcam or anything? So they designed this app that would do all of the stuff that the website does and allow you to offline record the intent of the voter and their proof of life, which is like a video and whatever.
Okay.
Now, the problem with the app is that it was developed and tested and it worked, but they didn't test it in a way that you usually test all of these things is to see how far you can do, what things you can do to break it or to go around it or whatever. And that's one of the things that I commented on Twitter a couple of days ago, where one of the people responsible for the app was on TV and said, well, nobody tests things, you know, to see if they break. They test them to see if they work. And I'm sorry, but that's not how it works.
Well, if people like Samsung and Apple and whatever took that philosophy, it would be a bit of an issue.
Yeah, I mean, their phones would explode or something. But no, I mean, what I mean is...
So Samsung didn't test properly at one time.
Maybe their battery manufacturer didn't test it well enough.
True.
So the thing is, when you're doing software testing, there's something called quality assurance or quality control or whatever, just like there is for many other industrial processes.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in Panama, and this is true, there are literally at least 100, maybe over 200 people who work day in and day out in quality assurance for software. Most of them work from home because it's just basically trying to poke holes at some software that's coming out or a new version of an app.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they try to, you know, break it. Like, you know, it says insert a number here and you put in a letter, see if it breaks,
mm-hmm,
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And you try to put it through all the paces and try to look for, hey, will this tolerate an ñ or a tilde or, you know, anything like that. And one of the things that they found out, at least the pre-candidates, was that you could basically take a picture of someone's picture and use that as the ID, which would then pass and verify, which is the same as you've probably noticed when you upload a photo to Facebook, it says, hey, this might be Alex. Do you want to tag him in the picture? Because it's a pretty basic facial recognition system that says, well, if your eyes are these far, you know, this far apart from your nose and your mm-hmm. lips and whatever, mm-hmm. it can match you. It even works for dogs. When I take pictures of my dog, Google Photos will say, is this Lilu? And I say, yeah, that's Lilu. And so on. So it works for pretty much a lot of things.
But tell me, when they do this face recognition with the advances in technology these days, why doesn't it only recognize a face if it's three-dimensional?
That's exactly what my next point was going to be. If you open right now an account on Binance, Yapi, Nikki, even OnlyFans, for Christ's sake, it asks you to take multiple pictures of your face from different angles and from different distances, because depending on the distance you take the picture, it's going to look different. I mean, you know a lot about photography. You know how, you know, the depth of field mm-hmm, works mm-hmm, and so mm-hmm. on, and how the proportion of a portrait will change a lot just from the position of the
mm-hmm,
camera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, software can do that as well nowadays, but they did not implement that. Software will also ask you to look up and down and left and right with a lot of these applications, so that they can tell that it's not a mask, like a latex
sure.
mask.
Okay.
It will look at the reflectance off your skin and so on. And using those parameters, in a few seconds, any you know, decent biometric application will tell that it is actually you. But the worst part of what happened with the application was that at the end of the process, there is a requirement that you record a video saying, yes, this is me, and I approve of all of this process that I've gone through, and so on. But the candidates would just film a blank wall, and it would be approved. So there was absolutely no effort being made to actually verify this. It is true that if somebody audits this, they're going to see that it was a photograph, and that there was no verification video. But I'm sorry, even adult content websites have somebody, you know, looking over these videos. And if it hadn't been for the fact that somebody complained, maybe we wouldn't have noticed. And that's what, you know, people are angry and, you know, disappointed about. And I completely agree. This should have been done in a more professional manner. And there should be quality assurance, not only for this, but for pretty much any other mm-hmm. government application.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the thing is, People must know the weakness in order to take the opportunity to do it. I mean, they had, was it 1,019 or something people on there that didn't even vote. So, you know, this is what we're just saying. So somebody knew how to do the workaround. Who's going to spend that time to do that?
I really don't know. I mean, one of the things that should be done definitely is to, you know, audit the process, find out all of the people who did, you know, all you know, these irregular that tried to take advantage of the flaws in the system, and, you know, do some justice with that. But they should also sit down and look at the application and maybe even open it up so that many people here in Panama who are professionals, who know how to not only program but quality test software,
mm-hmm.
have a whack at it. And this is the same thing that we discussed maybe almost 2 years ago when they started coming out with a COVID tracking app, that there was a group of young people here in Panama who developed one and were willing to give it away for free, and the app would not take any personal information. It would just notify you and allow you to delete your information and so on. And that wasn't used. They paid for and developed a new thing that didn't take all of these things into account, which worked. I'm not saying it didn't, but why reinvent the wheel? We already have, you know, very good wheel makers here in Panama.
But you say they offered this for free.
Yeah.
Well, now you know why they didn't use it.
That's, you know, if I knew that. So the thing is, I think we should let, you know, the many, many talented professionals here in Panama have a look at it. I'm sure a lot of them would do it pro bono because it benefits us all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, have a decent application that not only works for voting and things like that, but also for digital ID. I know I've interviewed on my show a lot of very talented people working on a digital ID system that would work not only for commerce, but also for, you know, the government and so on. And you don't have to go too far. I mean, in Costa Rica, they have way better digital ID resources than we have. But if you go as far as Estonia, for example, your entire, you know, process as a citizen from birth to death can be accessed and worked with online on your terms. For example, in Estonia, if you want to sell your car, let's say you wanted to sell your car and I wanted to buy it,
mm-hmm.
you can give me temporary permission for a certain period of time to look at your insurance records to see if it's ever been in a wreck or not. But if I don't buy it, you know, maybe 24 hours from now, I don't have access to that information anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I only have access to that information to which you gave me permission to use. If you're going to sell your house, you could also, you know, show that it's insured and that it has a certain record of existing and so on. I mean, you have full control about your digital identity, your digital documents and everything is online. And, I think we should strive for something like that mm-hmm. eventually.
Okay. I've got a question here from Ashley. I'm just sort of checking on one thing, because mm-hmm. I think what he's saying is, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Alex, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a great Thursday. I have a question for you guys. Just recently, Cable and Wireless changed my 4 phone. So I think it's an iPhone, because he says for Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra. It has USB entry for both charging and headphones. My problem is using the headphones, the voice lags. Tried everything. Any ideas?
Lags as in L-A-G-S?
Yeah. Hmm.
The first thing that I would try is another set of headphones. Maybe the headphones that came with it have an issue or mm-hmm. something like that. The second thing that I would try is to use wireless headphones. Mm-hmm. If they also lag, then the problem is more upstream, so maybe there's a problem with the phone. The third thing that I would try is, are you using Wi-Fi while you're using the phone? There are some providers, I think Cable and Wireless is one of them, that allow you to go through the Wi-Fi network instead of the data network or the cell phone network when you're making calls, which is great if you're abroad,
mm-hmm.
because then you don't have to pay roaming fees. But it might be that your Wi-Fi is spotty or whatever, and that's making the audio lag. I know it doesn't have to necessarily have to do with the headset itself, but it may be just an unlucky coincidence. I would also try something Bluetooth, wireless, or whatever, maybe a speaker or whatever, mm-hmm. see if that also lags. If all of these conditions still get you the, you know, the audio being lagged, there might be a problem with the phone itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just trying to get this right, because he's come back and says, always had Samsung, so I assume it's a Samsung phone, so it doesn't come with headphones. So, change my phone for a Galaxy S22, I guess.
Well, if they want to chuck the S22 Ultra in the garbage, please let me know which bin.
Well, you know my story, because I went to get an S22 Ultra, I thought I'd go and put it on my account, mm-hmm. and I went to same provider to Cable and Wireless. And I said, "Yeah, you can do that." So which phone do you want? I said, "Well, I want the S22, the Ultra, or the whatever." And of course, we're talking about a premium phone, mm-hmm. and it was, well, you pay $400 down, and then it's $100 and something a month, mm-hmm. until you die. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, hopefully I'll live longer than 24 months. Mm-hmm. And I stopped, and I literally thought to myself, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I got up because I'd bought a Xiaomi mm-hmm. tablet, which mm-hmm. I was really pleased with, mm-hmm. and I'd already been sort of rummaging around at their phones, so I went to Xiaomi. I bought the Reddit 11T Pro 5G mm-hmm. for $300. Mm. And I tell you what, I love it. And it, you know, there's a few things. It's got NFC, it's got, you know. To the fact that virtually everything I have now is Xiaomi. And I got a new speaker, of course. They changed it. But, in fact, an early gift for me from my good lady for Christmas. My Xiaomi watch.
Oh.
And, it just goes to prove that you can get what you want. I mean, if you really look, what do I need? What mm-hmm. do I want? You know? Mm-hmm. You don't have to pay a fortune.
Yeah.
You know, look around and, was it the thing I was concerned about? With the Xiaomi, having had the Galaxy, was going to be the pictures, mm-hmm. photographs. Mm-hmm. So when we went on vacation, I took my old Note 10 with me as well, because I thought, well, I don't know that. But I had no problems with the pictures, and this mm-hmm. is a $300 telephone.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, do look. And by the way, it has a headphone jack, you know. Which I like, although I never use it. I mean, I must admit, because I'm always wearing Bluetooth headphones mm. if I wear headphones or whatever. But it's there if you want it. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, do shop around, because we're seeing more and more, and you tell me if I'm wrong, but we're not seeing much difference in hardware. Software seems to be the main difference we have now.
It is. I mean, until they come out with something that's, you know, way different or better or whatever, we have hit some sort of a plateau mm-hmm. in that regard. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, with 5G on the horizon, with better sensors and better tools available to manufacturers, you might see, you know, differences in next year's phones. Mm-hmm. Now, the biggest mm-hmm. one probably on people's minds is they're going to come out with iPhones with USB-C ports in Europe next year.
If they want to sell them, yeah.
Yeah. They've been, like, dragged, kicking and screaming into the 21st century by, you know, having to implement a USB-C port, which I hope, I really hope that they implement the whole USB-C port thing properly, like a proper USB 3 or 4 USB-C connection. And not keep it crippled like the current Lightning port. Mm-hmm. In the sense mm-hmm. that, for example, I have, this is a kind of a quote unquote old iPhone 11 in my hand right now. And you can film 4K video if you want, but it takes you 8 to 12 times longer to transfer it from the phone to the computer than it should, because the Lightning port is limited to USB 2 speeds.
Oh, really?
Which is great for 10 years ago.
Mm.
But not so good nowadays. I mean, there are a lot of good things being shot on iPhones right now, but it's just a pain to get all that information out because of the limited speeds of the Lightning port. And I hope that they fix that soon.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick piece of music, and we'll be back with Dr. Computer. A little trip back to 1977 with David Solder, Silver Lady. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming down to 7.5 minutes before 9, so we've still got a little bit of chat with Dr. Computer. It's funny because I'm just thinking, which makes a change. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned this 3D thing. I don't know if you, do you ever watch Click on BBC?
Maybe once or twice. Okay. My favorite show back in the 80s and early 90s was called The Computer Chronicles, and it's available on YouTube. It's a great way to reminisce about, you know, computing and technology.
Back this isn't reminiscing because it's a new program.
So I know, it's still going on today, but it's got a big, a long history, that Click program.
But you were
right?
talking about this thing about, you know, taking the image of your face.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy has come up, he's done all the software and everything, and what it is these sort of screens
mm-hmm.
all around you, iPads,
mm-hmm.
and an iPhone on each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes all these pictures, and with the algorithm, the screens change color for different things, like infrared for this and that, mm-hmm. and it does exactly what you were talking about. Your avatar is so detailed. Every single wrinkle and whatever, because of the system that he uses to do it. And also, when you're talking and you're chatting like this, the light changes on your face. And this is going to be available basically as sort of standard to everybody. So your avatar will be so like you, you won't be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, in fact, that's kind of what they're already doing, for example, for series like The Mandalorian, where they brought back Mark Hamill's performance as Luke Skywalker as a young person.
Mm-hmm.
And they even did that for his voice. They just took everything they had on his voice from the movie, which mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. different from his voice now,
right.
And they're using that as well. In fact, James Earl Jones, famous for the voice of Darth Vader and CNN for some time, he's already signed the rights to the use of his voice and his voice likeness
mm-hmm.
So that Darth Vader can live on even after he's
gone. Oh, okay, that's cool. Oh,
yeah.
That's really cool, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, not having to, you know, get up and go to the performance and do the thing, and mm-hmm. his voice has changed over the years as well. I mean, this is an interesting way that maybe in the future some actors and actresses will have the ability to perform even beyond their natural lifetime, which is great and also a little bit creepy as well. But
You could actually have somebody fictitiously elected, say, to the position of President of the United States, who never really exists. But they might have that already.
Yeah, let's get QAnon on the phone right now.
See, what else, you know, talking about developments in technology, like you say, that, you know, there's not much happening with regards to phones. But what is the next step? Are we ever going to get I always wanted one of these phones that's like a piece of glass. Mm-hmm. And it's just sort of in, you know, like you see in a, will that ever come? Because you could just have the bar underneath with all the stuff in.
That is a really good possibility that we could get in the future. The problem is, at least, you know, if we want to seriously think about it without a couple of beers in hand, is power. You need power to have an image bright enough
Where would you put the battery?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And how dense do you want to pack that battery regarding, you know, the energy density required
mm-hmm,
for that?
Mm-hmm.
You'd need a lot of power there to be able to have that and to have it work for, you know, a day or mm-hmm. something like mm-hmm. that. I mean, for example, your new Xiaomi watch, how long have you had it already?
Yesterday.
Oh. Well, I, for one, have the Huawei GT3.
Right.
I used to have the GT2. I noticed that this will give me between 1 and 2 weeks worth of use mm-hmm. with the battery. You know, I still don't know how people with Apple Watches, you know.
Well, this one, they reckon 12 days.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Apple Watches are boasting, like, all-day battery now, which I think is ridiculous.
Well, even my old Galaxy Watch, which I've had for years now.
Exactly.
You know, I would...
Would last a week.
No, not necessarily.
3 or 4 days.
It would last... I would probably charge it every other day.
Okay.
You know, which was never a problem, because you just bung it in the way it goes. And of course, the beauty now with a lot of the products from Xiaomi, they come with the tablet and the phone, mm-hmm. 67 watt charging.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, charging is no big deal because the phone, I can use the phone easily for 2 days without charging it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do charge it, in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, done.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, my watch, for example, doesn't have a fast charge, but I do top it up occasionally when I know I'm not going to be using it. Like when I go shower or whatever, I just put it on the charger for 10, 20, 30 minutes or
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep it charged. I've never had an issue where my watch didn't have a charge.
Mm.
So again, energy density in the batteries is what's going to be, I think, the next hurdle. Because if we can figure out how to make better, denser batteries, it will help in all sorts of devices. Not only the watch. I mean,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you could have maybe a pacemaker that you don't have to take out every 10 years.
Sure.
Or that you could recharge wirelessly.
You could have a pacemaker with little solar cells on your head, you know. So.
Maybe a solar sombrero pintado. That would make an interesting invention. Solar sombrero pintado recharges your phone. Oh.
Well, Alex, that just about brings us to the show. I'm so glad you could make it, Dave, because we haven't seen you for a few weeks. I know you've been busy.
Will I see you after Fiestas Patrias?
Yes, you will. Yes, we've discovered we're changing the times, and we're going to sort of alternate yourself and Andreas. That's basically to be able to keep the existing format, mm-hmm. taking an hour off the mm-hmm. program. And I appreciate that. And it also gives you that little bit more flexibility. You don't, you know, of not coming in every week. And
mm-hmm. I will miss you more, though.
And we do appreciate it. It's always very, very interesting. So
great to be here.
Big thanks to Dr. Computer Alex Newman. And remember, Amstel Ultra, with only 69 calories to enjoy it without remorse, presented The Tech Show. Here, talking tech with Dr. Computer. Time right now to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Hi, this is Jerry D from The Breakfast Show, and I want to share with you a change that will take place from the 7th of November. As you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, we changed our program start time to 6 a.m. from 7 a.m. Well, from Monday, the 7th of November, we will be going back to our 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. timing. The content of the program will change very little, and we will still be there to start your day The Breakfast Show way.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Remember how we laughed away the hours
Yes, those were the days. There we are. There's Mary Hopkin there, and those were the days. And she's so right. We thought they'd never end. We thought they'd go on forever and ever. Sadly not. Let's take a couple of requests. Let's see if we can get these in. Good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman says, good morning, and asked if we could play, The Seeker by The Who. There we go, that's for Christopher this morning. The Who and The Seeker. Good morning to Cedric. Cedric asked if we could play Sammy Davis Jr. What Kind of Fool Am I?
What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love that left me alone like this. Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
My heart. things could change. Somehow I can't forget.
Just walking in the rain.
We go following on from Sammy Davis Jr. And we've got there, well, the first one was Frankie Vaughan, following on from that one by just said his name, Sammy Davis Jr. There you go. Don't get old. That last one, though, Frankie Vaughan and Tower of Strength, and followed on there, Johnny Ray and Just Walking in the Rain. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're coming down for 27 in a minute. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And we are on 89.3 Cool FM. And how about an instrumental? This is Mr. James Last and his orchestra. American Patrol. You don't hear them these days, do you, big bands? That was James Last. He was very popular back then. And for his trumpets, mainly. And that's American Patrol. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're, coming down for half past the hour of 9 o'clock. And time to introduce my guest in this segment of the programme. Happy to have with us from Ancon. We've got the president of Ancon, George Hanley. Good morning to you, George.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, sir. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. Great to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for inviting us.
Anytime. Now, hey, tell me, just to remind me, how many years has ANCOM been going now?
38 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I remember when I first came here, which was getting on for 30 years ago, having the little sticker on the back of my car.
Yeah, ANCOM started in 1985.
And you feel in all this time you've been successful in what you've been trying to accomplish?
There have been many, there's a long list of very significant and impactful results of the 38 years that Ancon's been operating. I think some of the outstanding results are the creation of many of the protected areas in Panama with Ancon's support. That's a huge contribution to conservation of natural resources and biodiversity in Panama, which is the mission of Ancon.
No, I know, because and also wasn't there some more land designated in the Chiriquí area for protection as well recently?
In Chiriquí, are you maybe thinking of a new marine protected area?
Oh, I think you're right.
Which is south of Chiriquí.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open ocean, and yeah, that's an incredible new protected area. That's really it's like a submarine mountain chain, and they've found some new species there for reefs and others. It's very, very interesting, and it's a large marine protected area.
And who ensures, George, that it stays protected? I think we're getting a new vessel from the U.S. is going to help with not just with issues to do with contraband and stuff like that, but also to do with protecting our waters from ships that we don't want.
Yeah, the public protected area system is managed by the Ministry of the Environment.
Mm-hmm.
Panama, we also have private protected areas that are sometimes also called private reserves that are owned by individuals who have designated part or all of their land to environmental conservation. Ancon actually has 12 private reserves in Panama, and one of them is the second largest in Central America. So when you had your sticker, your Ancon sticker, it was probably time that Ancon was raising funds to buy these private protected areas that Ancon manages. Sorry. And that campaign was called Adopt a Hector.
Oh, I remember.
A lot of people remember that here in Panama. It raised a lot of money, and Ancon at that time did a challenge with the Nature Conservancy, and all the money that was raised in Panama was matched by the Nature Conservancy in the United States, and created that opportunity to buy some important biodiversity areas in Panama.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Now, listen, I know you had a event yesterday, 26, talking about it's the Escarrera River. If I pronounce that right?
Almost. It's pronounced Escarria.
Ah, Escarria. Okay. What is so important about the river?
That is a river in Chiriquí that is born in the Volcán area, and it flows down into David and into the ocean. And that is a river that is in one of the most productive, agriculturally productive areas of the country. So stabilizing that river has large benefits not only to the environment but to Panama's food security and all of the producers that live and are users of that river, all of the producers that live near the river and are users of the river. So when you drive from David to Cerro Punta through Volcán, on the way up to Volcán, you have that river to your left almost the whole way that you're going up.
Okay, so it's interesting because you've been, that's a big, it's a big agricultural area, as you say. Sometimes, though, when we think of agriculture and rivers, we sometimes think of contaminants.
Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
The project that we're working on, as most all projects that are focused on watershed restoration, they have two principal goals, which are quality and quantity of water. And what you mentioned is an aspect of the water quality. So we're planting trees in the springs where the river is born and in the space right along the edge of the river in order to help with both of these aspects. And we're planting only native species. And the idea is that when you're planting along the edge of these water sources and courses, that helps to create a barrier between the land use, which is agricultural,
mm-hmm. right.
and the water. And that actually create the roots of these trees create a physical barrier that helps to catch the sediment, which may be carrying these types of pollutants mm-hmm. that you're mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is an issue, and that's an issue that we're trying to improve that dynamic in this watershed.
And what does your plan consist of, George, in doing this?
What we are doing is that we have used, and this, again, is an approach that we would like to use in other watersheds, and mm-hmm. we are used in Darien, where we're working in watersheds in the Filo del Tayo. The approach is that you use satellite imagery to do GIS analysis, that's geographical information systems, to do analysis to indicate what are the most key locations to intervene in a watershed for the purposes of improving water quality and water quantity. And by the way, these efforts also help to mitigate natural disasters like what we've seen in Chile.
Absolutely, yeah.
More and more frequent and more intense as time goes by. Because, principally because of deforestation on steep hillsides, mm-hmm. and that's the type of situation we're trying to restore and mitigate. But so you look at the satellite image perspective, you identify the most important sites to reforest, then you approach the landowners in those sites and try to set up a program of work to be able to implement the actions that will improve the watershed management and help to restore its dynamics.
And tell me, being out there in the agricultural area, because one of the things that we're so obviously so aware of when we live in a built-up area city like this is the other type of pollutants, the plastics, or what has become the new plastic, the face masks and whatever. Do you find much of that in that particular river, or is kept relatively free?
No, unfortunately, we are finding plastic in everywhere where we have people, right?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
in the recent flooding that event that happened recently, I have images of just a lot of garbage, definitely, that was washed into the river
right.
and came down, for sure. So that, yeah, we don't escape from that in that landscape. We still have a lot of plastic coming down.
And tell me, George, I mean, you guys have been looking at this, as you say, getting over 38 years now. Are you seeing really a phenomenon when it comes to the change in the climate with this flooding? Is this something new, or is it just recyclical that it sort of happened a number of years ago, but now we've got the Nino or whatever's affecting the, is this something new to you guys, this, the weather we're getting?
Yeah, I recently looked at a list of all the events in this area.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at all of the floods of the Rio Chiriquiviejo, which is the river that really flooded recently. That's the river that's born in Cerro Punta.
Right.
And what you can see when you look at the list, the dates and the damage and the lives lost when there are lives lost, it's very clear that the events are happening more frequently, but much more frequently. I would say 2 to 3 times more frequently.
Wow.
And when the events happen, they're more intense. There's more property damage. There are more mm-hmm. injuries, and there's more lives lost, unfortunately.
Yeah. So basically, our planet is trying to survive.
Yeah. Well, there are definitely, the El Nino that you mentioned and mm-hmm. La Niña seem to be happening much more frequently as well. There's definitely something going on with the climate. Things are definitely changing.
Mm. And tell me, what with regard to this particular river, what do you feel that up until this point, because I know it's an ongoing thing, what do you feel you've accomplished really so far that has worked for you?
Yeah, this project has a couple of main components. First, of course, is reforestation, and we're reforesting, as I mentioned, with native species. We also have made some experimental forestry plants, which we've been monitoring, and we do, of course, follow up on our reforestations. We have planted about 30,000 trees so far in 6 different cattle farms up there. So that's a great step forward.
Mm-hmm.
The other components are training and environmental education to increase awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to do, in training, what we've been doing is we've been doing training courses for students and professionals, to strengthen their knowledge of how to use reforestation as a tool for restoration of degraded lands. And we're doing, with local schools and the public in general, we're doing different, just environmental awareness type mm-hmm. education so that people appreciate more the resources and, therefore protect them more. And I have a couple more, the numbers of people impacted. We're talking about around 3,000 people have been trained and involved in the, education component of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And the last component, of course, is communication, which reinforces the education. I'm looking for the numbers here. But yeah, it's around 3,000 or 3,500 people have been involved in the training, courses that we've done.
I mean, I love it because you mentioned the schools, and to me, the schools are that's the roots. That's where you plant the seeds, and hopefully it'll grow into something more. But these are the ones that's going to tap dad on the shoulder and say, hey, don't do that. You know,
And hundreds of volunteers from the schools and the universities in Chiriquí have come to plant trees with us in this project. The project works with the farms provide manpower, but also the surrounding communities. There have been hundreds of volunteers that have been involved, and that's really rewarding, and also it's part of the awareness effort.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteers always learn a lot and walk away very motivated.
And tell me, if somebody's listening now and you know, wants to get involved, because I remember back in the day, you could also, two things, you could get a membership to ANCON. I don't know if that still is in existence. And the other thing, of course, is, you know, people are saying, oh gosh, yes, I just don't want to be, but I want to get involved. I want to help. How can they go about that?
Absolutely. We still have the membership program. It's available on our website, which is ancon.org, and it's called Amigos de Ancon.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of volunteering, we're actively recruiting volunteers for all kinds of work. If there's anything that any of your listeners may be interested in doing at Ancon, we would welcome the opportunity to work with them. We have volunteers that help with communication, volunteers that help to do beach cleanups,
mm-hmm.
reforestation, even young interns that may want to do a research project for the summer want to go out to Darien, to our reserve, to work with some of the scientific researchers, even social type work. Opportunities exist in Ancon to work with the communities that are neighboring our reserves.
Mm-hmm.
There are a huge variety of things that people can do to support Ancon and to have some fun and learn.
All right. Well, we're going to put links to all that information on our website today. So, yeah, anybody's listening, so many things you could be doing. So do check it out. One thing I just wanted to talk to you about briefly before we go, because it's sort of, when you're reforestation, when you're planting the trees, because you have to be very selective, don't you, as to what type of tree that you've what type of trees are you using for this kind of project?
Yeah, the The process is definitely tricky, and that's part of the reason why we did these experimental plots, is to observe what
species
and also what treatments or what techniques were would work better. But we're using all native species, and the trees that have worked very well up there are trees like espave. I remember algarrobo is being planted up there. Almendro. I'm not going to remember all of them, but there are a good 15 species that have been working well. And they're all species that are typically found near rivers in Chiriquí.
Right.
So we've been working actually with local, communities who have been producing the seedlings that we plant. So they're acquiring the seeds right there.
Locally. Right.
Trees that they observe that are growing near either creeks or rivers, and germinating them, and we're buying those seedlings from them and planting them in these programs.
That's wonderful. So it's a contribution to the local community there as well. So that's
yes, that's right. Absolutely.
And I mean, because you know, when we talk of the local communities, and of course these people really, they're sort of more in touch in a way than probably like yourself, but I mean, a lot of us is. I remember I used to have a piece of land up above Sierra. It was up at Sierra Vieja, which is above Penonomé, up that way. And the local people used to stay at a hotel. These guys' knowledge was absolutely incredible, and you know, just shows to show how detached we are with it. When the guy is going around and telling you all the medical plants that are there, which you use this for this and you use that for that. And, you know, and what do we do? Well, we don't do that. We just go to the pharmacy. But the knowledge and what they can teach us is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. The local knowledge is very valuable for all kinds of different land use and even for solutions in the field. They're very resourceful. They know about the resources they have around them. They know a lot of times what works and what doesn't work. Although, fortunately, we also are able to bring best practices and science to the table, which many times are contributions to them. So the combination of the science with the local knowledge provides a lot of times very good outcomes.
Excellent. Well, we're going to put information on our website today so that we can help people find the information we're talking about. And, I mean, congratulations on 38 years. I mean, from what you're saying, I mean, you have accomplished a great deal. And do you get a lot of support from the environmental agencies in the government? Are they sort of really behind you?
Absolutely, yeah. We work closely with Ministry of Environment and we're also working with the Ministry of Agriculture in these projects that have to do with sustainable agriculture. So as I mentioned, we're doing this up there in Chiriquí, but also in Darién. And in the project in Darién, which is in Filo del Tayo, it's a project where we're working directly with the Ministry of Environment and the Ministry of Agriculture.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Well, look, George Hanley, President of VanCon, thank you so much for all the great work you're doing. We'll put some links on there. And I should go back to your website and refriend myself.
Fabulous. we're glad you're going to do both of those things. Thank you very much for inviting us again, and we hope to talk again soon.
Anytime. Look forward to it. Thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
I tell you what, there we have a couple of environmentally friendly songs for you. Several songs or tunes. Take us out of this morning's program. This one you're listening to right now sounds orchestral. And Cast Your Fate to the Wind. Before that one, one of my favorites. I remember it was a big favorite of my father's. That I remember when he bought that record, he kept playing it and playing it. And it was Horst Yankovsky and A Walk in the Black Forest. So a big thanks to George Hannity for being with us this morning on the Breakfast Show. And as I said, we'll put some links on thebreakfastshow.com. PA, our website today, so you can find those links. And do get involved. I mean, we're doing some great work. And I mean, you know, for us here in Panama especially, you know, our environment is so, so important to us. I mean, we're only tiny, yet we play such a large role in the story of things, how we are sort of, you know, with all our birds and flowers and everything else like that, all need our protection. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course. We haven't had a chance to chat with Yasmin this morning, but we'll make up for tomorrow, as we do on a Friday, for doing all our work here in the studio and arranging our guests, and also for all the social media work as well. So big thanks to Yasmin, my producer, my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. And a big thanks to him. Our intrepid outdoor reporter is getting all excited for Halloween. To Ingrid McCartney, big thanks to her. And the boys and girls of Group of Garda, especially Zach, who's there bright and early in the morning. And I bet he can't wait for the 7th of November when we start at 7 and not at 6. So a big thanks to Zach. And let me say also a special thank you to Jorge, who is working with us here on making our changeovers to the way that we connect up with Cool FM. Big thanks to him. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much. Want to join us? Easy. Just WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822. And also you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. Now, don't go away. Two Chat SOS is coming up here on Cool FM. Great programming going right through the day. So do stick with us. Morning, Gigi. Probably not there yet, but morning anyway. And, well, just please remember, tomorrow's Friday. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 6 o'clock on Friday morning, please, please, please do it carefully. Remember what I always say, I want to be talking to you in the morning, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.